Welcome to 1313 Hellbore the Deadcast, the spookiest not spooky podcast in the land. I'm Deadman Lostavardai, and I'm here with two spooky gals from Crying on Main Street for our two-part Snow White episode.
Maybe it's Dying on Main Street.
A Woo! Dying. Oh my
God. I'm Andrea Guletti.
And I'm Megan Skelly.
Yay! So I'm with Crying on Main Street with Andrea and Megan. So we did this is a two-parter episode. We're doing Snow White's Adventures, Snow White's Scary Adventure, depending on where you are, the name changes. So if you first go to their podcast, listen to part one. Okay, so pause the podcast, go listen to theirs, now come back. Are you back now? In part one, we talked about Disneyland and the original incarnations of the ride. And then now we're going to be talking about Walt Disney World, Tokyo Disney, and Disneyland Paris. And it gets weird at Walt Disney World. Let's just say that.
Oh, for sure.
I love it.
So I'm excited. I've always wanted to do a two-parter with you guys. So I'm very excited that we finally got to make it work.
Yeah. We're at the second park now.
Yes. Park Hop. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, in the first half, you got your hand stamped, so now we're shining the black light over it.
Yeah.
Okay, come on in.
Lots of black light in this episode.
So much black light.
Or LED black light.
Yeah, that's part one.
See, and that's how we know if you listened to part one. Did you get that joke? Then you didn't listen to part one.
You didn't do your homework. You can't come into this park.
No, not into Deadmind Lostavardai's.
Your haunted house would be like just like nice things.
Yes.
And it's like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
It'd be pumpkins and everything would smell nice and happy scarecrows. And there'd be a vampire, but it's like a vampire quartet.
My haunted house is just like all hot vampires.
Like, sparkly vampire.
Not sparkly vampire.
That's my scary. It would just be Twilight. That's my horror house right there.
That's everyone's horror house, honey.
So, Disney World.
Yeah. Disney World.
Yes, which I just found out they named it Walt Disney World because it was not too long after he died, which I should have connected those two. But so in part one, we talked all about the history of Disneyland and that, you know, it's an opening day ride. So every park it's ever been at, it's been an opening day attraction. And then Claude Coates was a part of the Disneyland version, but there's no definitive proof of this, but a lot of people believe he was the lead Imagineer of the Walt Disney World version, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
and
for
lead
sure.
Smoke show.
Ooh. Yes. Definitely lead smoke show. And so Rolly rolled around.
Yeah, Rolly rolled in.
Rolly rolled in.
We want to make a calendar, the men of Imagineering, the hottest Imagineers of all time.
Yeah.
So everyone, let me know who you'd vote for to be and what month you'd like them to be. So the original version of the Disney World ride, which opened in 1971, is considered the most terrifying, with loud noises, jump scares, and violent shrieking.
Lots of it.
Yes, it's there's no
mostly
music.
Coming from me.
But. Yes, mostly coming from inside your own head. Yeah. So Snow White was not seen. So it was like the Disneyland one where you wore Snow White, but there were seven figures of the witch, literally hunting you down. And at one point, she shouts, "Enjoy the ride," at you, which is a little too real for me.
Yeah. Well, she's that part. Okay, so that part that she says, "Enjoy the ride," she's like trying to like knock down the scaffolding of the mine that you're going into, so you get trapped inside the mine. Mm-hmm. Kind of terrifying, to say the least.
It's really scary.
Yeah, in the Disneyland one, she's just trying to offer you the apple, and then she tries to kill you at the very end.
Well, the apples was a poison.
Oh, yeah, the poison.
So she is trying to kill you.
But then she just goes for brute force at one point.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to throw a freaking boulder at you.
Or a giant diamond.
Yes, and you will die. Oh, yes, spoiler alert, the ride ends in your death.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of rides end like that.
That is true, yeah. But I guess if you're Snow White, then it's Claude Coates just, maybe he had really some issues working on Snow White.
Yeah.
He just really hated it, the long hours.
Yeah.
And someone said, okay.
That's
like,
fine.
I'll show you Snow White. With murder. So yeah, the witch tries to offer you the apple, then she just kills you. At one point, like, the minecart races towards you. Support beams try to fall on you. Yeah, she's just, it's, and it's, so there's quote-unquote jump scares in the current versions of the ride. Obviously, the Disney World one is no longer with us, unfortunately. Mm. But that one,
R.I.P.
R.I.P., was the most hidden. Like, all the other ones, if you look, you can kind of see, like, the witch's hand is already out. Like, they're not out of nowhere. That one, it was nothing, and then there was something in front of you very quickly.
Very scary.
And just, yeah, no music. Can you imagine just a whole ride with no music and just... But there's sound. There's constant sound.
I feel like that's more like an old haunted house, like a Coney Island type.
Mm-hmm. Very haunted house-esque. Oh, and then, so well, we're going to do a ride through in a moment, but of the original version of the Haunted Mansion, because it's just, you have to see it to believe it.
Snow White.
Snow White.
Oh, sorry, Snow White. Sorry, Haunted Mansion.
It's basically Haunted Mansion. And I saw a comment somewhere, like, the Haunted Mansion wishes it was this scary.
Yes. Because there's no let up. It's just scare. Well, there's no happy scene.
Coates wishes the Haunted Mansion was this scary.
That's true.
He's like, you're not going to let me make the haunted house scary? Well, guess what?
And I think it's so funny. It goes to show, like, Mark Davis's influence and Rowley's influence on rides, like, majorly. This is, like, Claude Coates unhinged.
Yes. Just let loose.
He's like, all right. And everyone's going to be terrified forever.
And murder. He did invent the 1970, that transformation scene that all the other rides later versions adapted of the witch. So it's the scene where you're so in the original version of the ride in Haunted Mansion, or now I did it again, it's 'cause I'm hungry, of Snow White, you just go past a mirror that is just a mirror and you see yourself in it. Then you go around the corner and the queen is talking into a not magic mirror, just a regular mirror. And she turns around and it's the hag. We talked about that's achieved through two figures turning at the same time. I'm very curious where he got that from. Because I don't know if that was a common trope or if he just invented that. Because it's a good trick. Still,
it is a really good trick. And I, from what I know from the Haunted Mansion, what went into the Haunted Mansion for the magic tricks, Claude Coates and Rowley together, when they designed that, they referenced this one book that was, like, from, like, the Victorian era of, like, magic. So I feel like it's simple enough for it to be a Victorian magic trick. I have to look, actually, on Long Forgotten Haunted Mansion blog, they have a whole, like, section dedicated to the books that they referenced for the Haunted Mansion. And I have a strong feeling that book, the Victorian magic book, was also used for that illusion. Because it was around the same time.
Yeah, and they're very, like, simple effects that still work. It doesn't take... And they don't tend to fail because it doesn't take a lot of technology to make them. It's just too simple. And it is fun sometimes. Obviously, I've never seen this in person. But when the witches turn, sometimes it's a little out of sync.
Yeah.
Which is always fun. But, you know, my eyes are closed, so I don't see it.
Yeah.
Let's watch the ride through. So this will be in the show notes, and I'll also try to share it on the 1313 Harbor, the podcast, social medias. Oh, yeah. So it's called Snow White's Adventures, original version, parentheses, Ride Through with Light, 1991. This was even called, it wasn't even called Snow White's Scary Adventures. That wasn't added until 1994. It was Snow White's Adventures.
Crazy.
And they really lull you into, it's like the old, that ride that they had in Tokyo that was in the castle. You think it's going to be this really happy, sweet ride, and then this happens.
Yeah.
So, you know the trick, everybody. When I say play, after the count of three, play. One, two, three, play. Okay. So you start with this cute scene, and this is the end of the cuteness.
Yeah, pretty much. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And this was all painted by Claude, I believe. Claude Coates painted most of this, so it's his style and his style of leaves. So you're going towards the cottage, and then, oh no, just kidding, you're not, you're going to the castle. And then up is the queen, which they adapted for the Disneyland version of her opening the, you can't see it in this video, but the, so that was a mirror, you couldn't really see it. This is a scene, so if you're listening to it, there's shrieking, there's no music, They later toned down a lot of this, but it was very nonstop.
This is like really haphazard, like crazy.
Yes. And I think also the filming style helps. Oh, yeah, the creepy. Oh, yeah. So the dungeon scene is a bit longer than what it turned out to be eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So see, in the Disneyland version, you see her hand, but then that just comes out of nowhere. So it's one of seven figures. There's a lot of jump scares.
Yeah. And the trees are so viscerally
terrifying. This is really scary.
The trees fall towards you. That last one actually almost falls on top of you.
Yeah.
And this is, they have a light on it, so I'm curious what it would look like. Oh, and this is the scene where it's like, oh, you're going to the cottage, but look at how terrified.
Yeah, everything is eyes and is terrified, and all the animals are scared.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, and this is a scene where they're going, the only time you see the dwarves, so you can't see it because of the light, there's a demon at the top of the stairs, like a ghost demon, and there's spooky sounds. And then there was a queen, we just missed that, and then, oh, here's another one.
Oh my god, this one's... like, you're barraged.
And it's nonstop. And now's the point where she's like, screw the apple. I'm just going to kill you with my bare hands.
Yeah.
And so they have this minecart. Oh, so that's her trying to tilt the, knock over the beams on you. Mm-hmm. Then she throws this minecart in your path to try to kill you, which makes really loud crashing sounds. In every other version, it comes out very slowly. Oh, and then this is the best part. So there's the witch with a diamond. Oh, no, the witch is going to die. Oh, wait, no, you died. You're dead.
Diamonds are forever, baby.
Diamonds are forever.
And I love that cackle at the end echoing that she murdered you. It's,
as you're dead, the last thing you hear is her, like, laughing at you, basically.
So many rides where you die at the end. I mean, Mr. Toad, of course, you go to hell. Mm-hmm.
And but then at you're least... fine. That's your own hubris that kills you. This is true. A witch killed you.
Yeah.
And she won.
Yeah.
The end. And there's no happily ever after. There's no, like, the Disneyland version where they kind of trick you. Like, it is almost like a sad ending, but then they add the happily ever after. It's like, no, you're dead.
Enjoy your day at Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I don't remember the ride, like, vividly. But as a kid, I do remember certain scenes. Like, I remember the trees a lot, and I remember the eyes in the cottage. I was born in 1991, and my first trip was in 1994.
So you could have possibly gone on that version of it.
Yeah. Ah. Uh-huh. I don't, like, I was a baby, but that's something I actually want. To tangent, like, I have a ton of home videos, and I know that ride is on one of them, so I want to pull that out.
Oh, I would want to see that.
Yeah, I want to see. I need to pull it out so bad. But yeah, tangent, sorry.
And it's hard because during that time period, the VHS that they would use, it you had to have really bright light to see anything. So when they would use film, also you needed bright light. Now you can get away with it a little bit more with digital. I'm annoyed with that person for having a light on the whole time, but also that's the only way you could have seen anything. Because, mm-hmm. the lighting was not good. It's interesting that because we were talking about in part one that the dungeon scene in the Orlando version is really short, but they shortened it and added what did they add? The cauldron scene?
Yeah, they expanded the cauldron scene.
And then there's a scene where Snow White is in – they added a scene of her in the forest with the huntsman.
Yeah.
And strobe light effects. They redesigned the ride in 1994 to be less scary. So it's interesting that the Disneyland version inspired the Orlando version, and then in turn they tried to make the Orlando version like the Disneyland version.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets even worse when you involve Paris and Tokyo. So the happy ending was added, and figures of Snow White and dwarves were added, and they had. I do like the ending where it's the kiss and the coffin. That's the only time
you
see that.
Of course you like that because it's not scary.
Yes, it's nice. And then Dopey waving to you, which Andrea does not care for.
I don't care for Dopey in general. I think there's a lot of problems with Dopey. One being that the obvious. Politically incorrect ramifications, but also just like dwarf merchandise is usually pretty bad, and for like dads or moms, like the grumpy
the
stuff.
Grumpy
like,
stuff.
Yeah.
And like dopey. I just never really understood the appeal. It's just not for me. Like, give me a nice Remy. Give me a nice Flounder.
Or even Doc. If you're going to merchandise anyone, merchandise Doc. He's like a nice guy, Doc. I guess.
Yes. He's smart.
He's your type.
Yeah.
Megan. What?
He's got a beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the height issue is a big one.
But he has a big heart.
Yeah. He makes up for it.
You know what they say about a big heart?
Oh, God. Lots of diamond mines.
Oh. Oh, God.
I'm sure you, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't presume. So for me, like, I'm both happy that they changed it, although it's still scary to me, even the more updated one. But I feel like there was a uniqueness to the original 1971 version that they kind of homogenized all the rides and made them more similar, as opposed to having slightly unique variations.
Yeah.
So I mean, would you prefer the original one or?
I definitely.
I mean, it was intense.
I like when the different parks have their different versions of rides. Like, you know, for instance, like Pirates at Disneyland is so special. And in Disney World, the Haunted Mansion has those extra scenes. And, you know, I'm not vying for them to put those in Disneyland. It's just kind of nice to get the different flavors when you go to the different parks. So I'm of that mind.
I definitely agree with that. So there was a point in time in Disney World where they sort of homogenized everything with Disneyland, and after Tokyo, like with Tokyo, because Tokyo reflected Disney World so much. So Disney World lost all of its personality in terms of like what made it its own. And it kind of like fell back on Epcot being the individual. And I think that's why a lot of people get attached to Epcot and old Magic Kingdom versus to what the Magic Kingdom is now, where like the Haunted Mansion was a completely different attraction almost. It had the same rooms, but all the rooms were a different experience. Like the endless, I mean, the corridor of doors was red. Like the whole hallway was lit red until they changed it to be more like the Disneyland version and other things. So like, I feel like it's a loss.
Well, now they're so into building cookie cutter, like exactly the same. Yeah. Like they develop the one ride and they build it in multiple locations, which economically makes sense. But we live in a time where travel is so, well, maybe not today, but normally travel is so easy that a lot of people can go to Florida, and it's not like you're only ever going to go to one your whole life. Like, if you're very lucky, you can go to the international parks. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting. If they have the same ride to make them, like Pirates is a great example, because the Paris one is very different from the Shanghai one, which is very different from the Disneyland one. And Orlando and Disneyland are probably the most similar, and then Orlando is just like abridged. But because it's just temporary or meant to be temporary. So I do appreciate, as terrifying as it is, I do appreciate the uniqueness. And it's not the movie. It's different because you die.
Like Snow White straight up friggin' dies. Like,
yes.
She's gone.
Yeah.
No redemption. Yeah.
I wonder if they had left the ride the same and added the happy ending, would that have helped it? Like, oh, you died. No, just kidding. That was all a dream.
The J.J. Abrams version.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. So the Tokyo version is the closest existing rendition, newer than the 1991 we just watched.
Yes.
It's like a more cleaned up, brighter version. Even with a happy ending, it's kind of still, like, terrifying. Yeah.
The Tokyo one is the closest to the original Orlando.
Yeah.
In terms of just sheer terror.
Yeah. And they actually removed, at one point, there was a scene where there is supposed to be, like, hanging curtains, like, webs to, like, and, like, I think it was the forest scene where they were supposed to have, like, webs draped down where you're supposed to, like, pass through it and you'd be like,
and
I think they either didn't do it or got rid of it.
It's funny because they were going to do that for Haunted Mansion, too. So that must have just been something that didn't work.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And, like, I actually just put two and two together where they did make this ride in conjunction with the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, because they both... Haunted Mansion was opening day in Disney World, I think, so...
Yeah.
So this ride closed May 21st, 2012, unfortunately, and was replaced not by a ride, but by a princess meet and greet. Why?
And in the place of it, we get a... Okay, this is a controversial opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the Mine Train attraction.
I like it.
I've never been on it, even though because the line's just too long. They did reuse some figures from the ride, so it does live on. And so it's the scene, if you've ever been on the Mine Train at the end, a lot of those figures are the same, and I think the vultures are the same. It's interesting because, like, if you look at the two, I mean, it's definitely a dark ride, the Mine Train, but it has select scenes, so the mine part looks amazing.
Yeah, that's the only worth part.
Yeah, like, to and then on. They have that little bit at the end, and then that's kind of it,
well,
right?
It's really short. The interior scene's good, but it's tough if you go on it during the day. It takes so long for your eyes to adjust that, like, you're outside again by the time they adjust. And then at the end, when you stop at that cottage, it's a pretty intense lurch.
It's like
a
yes.
But aside from that, like, I like it. You know, it's kind of a Big Thunder Mountain thrill level, I'd say. Maybe a little less.
It's just much shorter.
It's like, really short. That's my biggest complaint, because it's, like, such a long line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good ride. Like, I like it.
I like the... appreciate that they updated it and they weren't just like, oh, forget Snow White, only newest princesses. I haven't seen it in person. That mine scene looks amazing. It would be nice if they had one more thing.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole setting is, I kept thinking of Hagrid's, like, oh, they built this mountain and they have all these trees and that's beautiful.
Yeah. They could have done that. Nice.
Yeah. It would be nice, though, just for the fans of the original version, just to have one more scene. Of something.
Yeah, I think it would be nice to have a scene in the middle or toward the end or even another scene at the beginning, you know, just something else. That they do have that nice cottage outside you walk past, which is really, really lovely.
The queue is beautiful, but, like, when it first opened, me and my husband were saying, like, they put it smack in the middle of Fantasyland. They had a lot of empty space where Dumbo used to be because they moved it, so, like, they needed to put something in place, and they put this tight roller coaster that's mostly queue, not roller coaster, but they could have just put that where the Tomorrowland Speedway is and made it a lot more lovely and a lot longer of an attraction, and put another attraction where that is instead of knocking down Snow White itself. I don't know. New Fantasyland was very upsetting as a Walt Disney World, like, person. So it was just like, why did you do this? This is unnecessary. Because, like, it's a big... In our previous episode, we ranted about how hideous Fantasyland versus New Fantasyland is. And, like, it's just a very disjointed situation. And I feel like it kind of, like, got rid of the charm that Disney World once had.
Disney World is interesting because it's the land of spectacular outsides, spectacular queues, and the rides are okay. Like, they spend a little more time on, like, Peter Pan's never been refurbished, but the line, that's the only refurbishment it's ever had.
Mm-hmm. It's
a gorgeous line, and the line's long, so I get it. You want a nice line, but... And they have, like, Rapunzel... is bathrooms, and they're beautiful bathrooms. It's bathrooms.
And what's it called? The Haunted Mansion, in my opinion, is the superior version. And I feel like it needs so much help. And we got a controversial queue in 2007 in that renovation. The re-haunting of the Haunted Mansion destroyed important charm. It's the vacation hotspot. A lot of things get lost to that.
That they can't, like, close stuff down because, and now there's no down season. Down seasons don't exist.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. I remember I used to go in early September every year, and I would wait on the line for 10 minutes. And now that doesn't happen. ever. February was a nightmare. January was a nightmare. Like, when people are like, no, we can just go. You can't just walk up to be our guest anymore.
No.
Hell no. That doesn't happen.
When I went, we made our be our guest reservation before we booked our plane tickets.
Yeah.
Because we based the trip around when we could go to be our guest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which you does not have good food.
No. That's beautiful the other thing. Atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that place looks like crap compared to the new Tokyo situation.
Ooh, no, yeah.
Oh, that beauty.
So, woo.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, have I keep thinking like, have I conveyed to the listeners how truly terrifying this original version of the ride was? I just need everyone to know that it was very, very scary.
Yeah. No, it's definitely the scariest. Like, if I don't know if I think I'd now I'd hesitate going on because that original version is really horrifying. And it's like janky
and jump scares. And they actually made the queen look more horrifying. They made her green.
Yeah.
And yeah, music is such an important part of every ride at Disneyland that to have no, it's almost the cacophony is music of like all the sounds. Like there's no dead silence ever.
Mm-mm.
Cause then you hear of the ride, but
right.
it's weaved together in like such a beautiful way, but it's terrifying and like shrieks and, but yeah, they like the witch screams so loud that they toned it down. So it's amazing how much sound can just tone something down.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if someone's screaming in your face, like that's going to be scary no matter what.
Yeah. And in the video we just watched, the screaming is nonstop. As soon as you get inside, you just hear her just screaming in the background and there's no break. That's like maddening.
And yeah, there's no happy scene. There's no happy scene in the beginning, middle, or end. There's no break. When you think you're going to be in a happy scene, everyone just looks terrified of you. Because it's probably like implied that the queen is right behind you or something. And yeah, that ghost demon thing. Like, I know that's in the movie, but still, it's just so.
This is by far, like, I don't know if any of your listeners have looked at it or any, I know, I assume you guys have, like, the concept art for the movie is deeply terrifying. Like, I have a book for Snow White, like, it focused a lot on, like, that era of animation, it has a lot of that Snow White, and holy crap, like, that art is probably the most scary artwork Disney's ever made. Kind of challenging the Chernabog Night on Bald Mountain scene.
Yeah, it's dark. It's really
dark.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, Disney like had a pit. I don't know if like we're just softer now, but yeah, they definitely had a time period where things were very scary and startling and unsettling, and they didn't care if there were jump scares and they didn't care if the kid cried. And then now it's like constantly just trying to make things as family friendly as possible. Yeah, and it's not like the ride was gory or like truly disturbing. It was like, I mean, no, it was pretty disturbing, actually.
Yeah,
disturbing. People begging for their lives that are skeletons are always pretty disturbing.
From the hot mind of Claude Coates.
Bless. I want to see interviews with him. I don't think I've ever watched an interview with him, but I feel like that's something I need to search after we do, after we're finished talking about this, because I've not spent much time dwelling on what he's done or how he's gotten to his result. Or I've just always like, he's the crazy spooky guy. Like he knows what he's doing. I've fallen into the pit that is Rolly. I've fallen into a pit that is Mark Davis and Ken Anderson, but never Claude Coates.
Well, I don't think there are many books on him.
No.
Yeah. He's like one of the, you know, more forgotten early Imagineers.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, Brother I just looked him Claude. Up really quickly on, quickly, very quickly on Wikipedia. And he has like this much on his page. He has nothing.
It's such a shame.
Three paragraphs, that's it. And it's mostly about his career. And yeah, his personal life is very, yeah. I mean, it talks about he liked penguins.
Oh,
he's perfect.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Ken Anderson is also of the same, like, forgotten Imagineer, but he's, like, the daddy of all of the
attractions. I mean, they're all daddies.
Yeah, they're all daddies. But, like, Ken Anderson is, like, the guy. He wrote everything, and everyone ran, like, interpreted his stuff in their own way, basically.
So, he was, like the script writer for everything.
Yeah, and he did the art, too. He did so much concept art. He did a lot of script writing, and everyone interpreted his work the way they best could. And I think his children or someone in his family is making a book about him.
Oh, good.
It's going to come out, I think, next year or maybe 2022 now with COVID. I don't know what the situation is, but, like, they're putting out a Ken Anderson book, and it's supposed to be, like, a Bible. It's supposed to be huge.
Incredible.
So I'm really excited about that. I think, like, to pre-order it, it's, like, $100 or something like that, because it's supposed to be, like, such a massive book. When the date gets closer, I want to definitely, like, pre-order that, because I think the money goes to his estate.
Oh, good.
I don't know what the situation is, but I want something like that for Claude, because I feel like Claude, he's so forgotten. Like, it's so sexy to talk about Mark Davis because he was Mark Davis, the ego, and then sweet little Rolly with the tiki room and the Haunted Mansion and the weird magic stuff. So, like, they had, like, these sexy things that were attractive and, like, people were interested in, but, like, Claude Coates and Ken Anderson, I feel like, like you said, they got sent to the wayside.
They're more... Claude is certainly enigmatic, which is exciting about
him. Yeah.
Because, like, Bob Gurr's still around, so he's very... And he's very active on social media.
Yeah.
Very active.
I love it.
Shall we move on to Tokyo Disney?
Yes.
Yeah.
AKA Snow White's Adventures. No scary for them.
Meanwhile, they have a sign out front that warns you how scary the ride is, so...
So at Tokyo, what does the facade look like there?
It's the just normal, like, canopy facade from what I remember.
It is kind of just like a canopy. It's at the beginning of the ride-through if you guys want to do the ride-through first.
Yeah, we can do that.
So we're going to watch another video. Snow White's Adventures, POV, Tokyo Disneyland. I'll put the link in the show notes. Like everything in Tokyo Disney, very similar to Orlando. The main difference is there's no scary shadow scene. They have the happy, and instead it's that happy dancing scene that's in... I think every version of the ride now. My favorite part of the ride in Disney. Yeah. The ride, everyone's probably like, oh, I hate this part. Let's get it over with. I'm like, yay. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone got it queued up. One, mm-hmm. two, three, play. Attraction with Miss Piggy. So that's always good.
My Gonzo baby.
Oh, so you see the outside.
Yeah, at night, which is really nice.
The paintings are beautiful, and they did to base them as much as they could off the Claude Coates artwork.
I took photos, like, in the queue. You get really close to some of the trees. I took so many pictures of just the trees.
I love the queen inside the ride. Like, as much as I love her at Disneyland where she is, and I do think this is an improvement that they don't have that weird mirror. Oh, no, they do have the weird mirror.
This is nice. It's like a corridor.
And it's cool that she disappears from the mirror. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
Dungeons.
Yeah, the dungeons. Skulls, that's well lit.
Skeletons.
So well lit. That's the thing in Tokyo. Everything, it looks like it just opened. It's everything so fresh.
They take care of it. See that?
Yeah.
It's not quite as scary because you could see her hand before you came around the corner. But it's still quite terrifying. Oh, I like this open. And they use some good projection mapping with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
By Rolly Crump and Claude Coates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those trees.
Look, these trees are horrifying.
No, thank
trees
you.
Are really scary.
I love them.
And it helps.
They lean.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, it helps that they're not shining a big light on it like that last video we watched.
And there's actually atmosphere in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And all the happy. This is like a scene where you're like, okay, something happy. So Snow White, she's being chased all throughout, and now she's like, oh, okay, I'm okay. And then back outside, and there's an exit sign. Ooh, that scared me. I was not expecting that one. I guess that one used to move, and then they made it stagnant. Because even stagnant, it scares
it
me.
It is very scary.
Well, you just don't expect it.
So this, you see the cart, and it goes much slower. It's not like the one where it came around the corner. Yeah,
it's not as threatening,
No.
But the strobing lights are very scary.
I'm surprised that none of them, except the Orlando version very temporarily had the Huntsman scene. Like, yeah. He's not represented. In this scene, everyone always stops, and I think this is just a technical issue.
It's just a loading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen, like, 4 ride-throughs, and everyone stops right here.
Yeah, the loading area is really small for this ride.
That rock looks really good. That's a good rock.
Yeah, it's a beautiful rock.
It is. This whole ride is so stunning.
Ooh. So, yeah, she's trying to, but you escape it in time is what I'm guessing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's no happy, they all lived happily ever after.
They just have that middle happy scene.
Just a little brief pause.
It's great because, you get the spookiness, but it's bright. It's acceptable. Like, you're not, thrown and jostled, but the truly scary part is absolutely the trees because, they close in on you. Like, they're leaning back and forth as you pass them. And the lighting, that video is brighter than it actually is in the attraction. So it is darker, but it is bright, if that makes sense.
Yes. The brightest the brightest of the darkness. No, it does.
Yeah.
With the LED black light.
Yeah. The LED black light is really, LED black light. The black light is really, it looks like they paint the paint every night. It's like they retouch it every night.
Yeah. It's really, well detailed.
My friend described Tokyo Disneyland as it's like Disney World, but if everything was cared for.
Absolutely. I that is actually spot on. And I know this is not a Splash Mountain episode, but the Splash Mountain there is I have no words for how perfect their Splash Mountain is.
I know their Haunted Mansion too. Like, they replace the scrims a lot. Mm-hmm. They touch stuff up. So it even looks better than the Disneyland one sometimes.
Disneyland one needs help.
Yes.
Yeah. Which they were doing before.
Yeah. I'm so curious to see what actually, because that had closed down before the pandemic, and so did Sleeping Beauty, or it's not Sleeping Beauty. This is just the episode of me calling everything the ride, but what it is. Snow White of what is actually, because they did get started. So what's going to actually be
when they
reopen it? And, they didn't get to do the overlay this year, so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Which is so crazy.
The Tokyo one I've also heard described is it has a really good balance between, because the original Orlando one was just nonstop, scares. This one, you have, it lightens and it gets darker and lightens and darker, and then you have the happy scene, but you get to take a breath once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even during some of the scary parts, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Even the skeletons, they're not as scary for me.
It's just sad.
Yeah, it's just that's a little unsettling. That's fine.
And then I was thinking, because last night I watched all 5 of these, in a row, because I wanted to have the comparisons in my head, and I thought, after the queen dies, what's going to happen to those skeletons? Do they have peace? Or are they going to take over the castle?
I hope they take over.
I hope I get to go. If I go on to Tokyo ever, I will go on that ride. Maybe not in Paris, but in Tokyo I will. And I will try to open my eyes.
It's easier to digest.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm glad. Yeah, the Disneyland one is, it's not even that scary, but it's just
it's really dark.
It's the oldness of it, too.
Yeah, the oldness is scary,
sure.
The souls chapter.
Yes. There's something about, rides that are not as advanced that something, it feels more real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's frightening. Yeah.
There's real ghosts in here.
It is scary. I agree with that.
Do we have any thoughts about Tokyo before we move on to Paris?
Actually, one thing, actually. When you get off the ride, you're looking at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because the Haunted Mansion's in Fantasyland.
I think I knew that, but I totally forgot about that. That's cool. It's interesting to me, the Haunted Mansion's different locations. Because, it's in Frontierland in Paris. It's in New Orleans Square in Disneyland. It's in Liberty Square in Orlando. And then, Fantasyland. And you could argue it fits all of them. It could be any of those. Especially the way they theme them all.
Yeah. And in Hong Kong, it's at Mystic Point, but that's almost kind of like an Adventureland.
Yeah. It's mystic and magical. I want to go on that so bad.
Oh, my
God. That's one that I don't like them repeating rides, but if they wanted to build that here, I would not object.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And what's it called? Sinbad.
Oh, yes.
I would give anything to see that at Epcot. My God.
Michelle named her cat Chandu after that.
Sorry. That's a good cat name.
That's a great
really
name.
Good cat name.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. God. It's so good. That ride.
So Disneyland Paris, the ride is called Blanche-Neige et les Sept Nains, which I don't know how to say N-A-I-N-S. I know how to say every other word, but... That's and it literally translates to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I have been on it.
Oh, do tell.
I don't remember much. I mean, I think it's similar to the other versions. We should watch the ride through because...
So it's the 4K Disneyland Paris Snow White ride, Snow White Scary Adventures. I'll put these all in order, too, in the show notes. So you know to have them all queued up. And hopefully you can enjoy these even if you don't watch them. I'd like to think you can. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play. Attraction Magazine.
Sound.
Or just Attractions 360. I like how that cool guy's wearing his hat.
Right? I love these gates with the hearts in them.
I know.
They're, oh, that's my vibe.
And this and is the lovely. Vehicles with the eyes.
And there's six. The one in Disneyland's 4, this one's 6.
Yeah, no. The bed mine cart.
Yeah, the bed minecart slash
little
bed.
Little squirrels on the side.
I do love yeah, some of the German like theming in this.
Yeah.
This view exactly is what Disneyland looks like.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Except for that guy. Hey, bonjour.
Bonjour. Papa.
Papa.
Ooh, yes, papa. We're not moving yet.
Oui, papa.
Oui, oui, papa.
So this view is exactly like if I showed you Disneyland, I couldn't tell the difference. This part so far.
The painting is gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the happy scene.
Yeah, this is pretty much Disneyland mm-hmm. in the cottage. Same lighting. Whereas Tokyo is much like brighter.
Yeah.
This is like very golden.
Yeah, I like the gold.
Yeah. The Snow White's looking up the stairs and all the other ones she's looking out. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Oh, and then the scary... Oh, and that one, her head. What's wrong with her head?
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's like turned like the Exorcist.
Yeah.
So this... And it goes into the mine... not mine cart, the mine area. And it's happy. So some rides, the mine carts are unhappy. This one... this one's happy.
Oh, vultures?
Vultures, yes.
And it goes... With the giant
doors. That's great.
Except, yeah, this one in the Disneyland version, the walls are dark because there's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, this is gorgeous, like the painting.
Yeah,
atmosphere.
That might have been the best transition. So it was just the scene with the witch turning around from the mirror, and that one went really smoothly.
Skeletons yeah. are real nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're shaking and moving. Yeah, yeah this one, it blends very... Oh, that was a lurch. Yeah, the witch just suddenly, like... This Hello. One, if any, like... Is a little has some jump scares in it. I'm a yeah. little surprised.
It's definitely scary.
Yeah.
But like more atmospheric, more like Tokyo, whereas mm-hmm. the others are lacking in that.
Yeah. This is very cohesive. Mm-hmm. Like it transitions from scene to scene very well. I hate
I
this
love
part.
Those trees.
Oh God, this cottage is gorgeous.
The cottage door.
Yes.
And then yeah, you get straight to the ending. And this has it's very similar to Disneyland. The projection mapping. The witch at the end. The witch is, you see her a little more prominently. And then you have the happy ending.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I do remember sitting and looking at this and being like, that was abrupt.
I have a feeling this is what's going to happen to Disneyland.
Yes. They're going to add a little scene. See, that's the bright glowing castle, the yeah. luminous castle. And then you're going to have like little like Mattel versions of animatronics.
Mattel.
They're going to, you remember like in the Disney stores, they used to have those figures.
Yeah.
Yep.
I swear. And I heard they were actually for a time going to import those and put those into rides.
No.
Wow. And so Disney has a lot of them.
Are you shocked? I mean.
Yes. So I have a feeling you might see some of those in the new Disney Land Snow White.
Ridiculous.
And it's going to be, yeah, just static figures in front of a glowing castle.
God.
Hopefully they'll
touch
up the paint. I saw a
Disney store that still had that stuff in it recently. Oh. Somebody posted pictures, and it had figures from Lonesome Ghosts. And I was like, yes.
Where?
I don't remember where it was, but I was like.
I remember that. You'd look up, and then, like, there was different yeah. vignettes of different scenes. And they don't do that because that was when Disney stores were huge. Physically huge.
And they had the art store in the back.
Yeah. And the big pile of stuffed animals in the middle. Yes.
Fun fact.
Iconic.
I tried diving into it and there's hard wood. Like literally, it's designed to look like it's a big pile, but they're actually set almost like like tiers. And it hurt a lot.
You poor thing.
But yeah, I just was like, I'm going to dive in. And then
that's a great story.
Oh my God.
And then I moved a few and you see the wood under, like the little display underneath.
That's hilarious.
Trauma.
My childhood trauma. The And then I went to go buy some Disney bucks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What's the exchange rate these days?
Did it go up or down?
Disney bucks are strong right now.
They are. It's like a shroot buck.
I think I have them like right behind me.
You can't use them anymore, right?
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh. That's like, I'm surprised that hasn't turned into like Bitcoin of the Disney fandom.
Right? No, you can still use them. After we're done recording, I'll pull them out. So my parents told me back in the early 90s, late 80s, because that's where they went for their honeymoon, and that's when I was made.
Aww.
I was literally made on Disney property. TMI. But they used to give out, and they would ask if you wanted change, like, dollars or Disney dollars. So sometimes they would get the Disney dollars. And I think we have like $10 in Disney dollars.
Ugh. I remember, that was my mom would always like, for a lot of birthday gifts, we'd go and like she'd get Disney dollars and like someone a ticket. Because you could go buy the tickets from the Disney store.
Oh,
and
it
was a cute little gift.
That is cute.
Now people would be like, what is it? Well, I would be excited. Please give me Disney dollars.
Yeah, seriously. In Tokyo, you have to go, if you're an American, you can either go to a 7-Eleven, which is like the mecca of like small stores in Japan, but you can go to like this really amazing Disney store in Shibuya. It's like a spiral staircase through the whole thing. Ooh. And each floor has like a different theme. And on the top floor is where you can buy your tickets for the park. And it's very exciting.
But I have to go there one day. I keep trying to make it happen. It hasn't happened yet.
Me and my husband are already like, we're going next year, right? Yes!
It's opening Tokyo, or Japan's opening spring 2021.
Yeah. I will freaking go.
So I actually wrote down, I tried to figure out which versions inspired which versions. So this is as close as I got. The Disneyland version inspired the Florida version, which inspired the Tokyo version and the California version. Then the California version went on to inspire the Paris version, which inspired the Florida version.
I'd say I agree.
And also the California. Or California inspired the Florida. Yeah. See, now I'm just confused.
Yeah.
I'm Pepe Sosa.
Pepe Silvia.
Silva. So, yeah. So I always say the Pepe Sosa. Pepe Silvia. Just going crazy.
Megan's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no
it's that
idea.
Meme of Charlie Day with all the pins.
Oh, yeah. I know that. I know that.
Yeah. It's such a good classic ride. It's underappreciated in that, like, it's not like Peter Pan where there's usually the long line. Usually it has a shorter line. Even I can appreciate the ride a lot as much as it scares me. Every time I go on it, too, I open my eyes more. Like, the last time I went on it, I opened my eyes up until the queen, which I was very proud of myself.
You're a very brave girl.
I'm very brave. I'm the bravest girl.
Well, if we ever get to go together,
yes,
you'll be in good company who is also
we'll
scared.
Each hold an eyelid.
Yeah. You'll see me like, I'm sensitive to sound and plug my ears and then like, is she
we'll
looking
just be
at
like
them? Yeah. I'm gonna put sunglasses on and be like, oh, I have sensitive eyes.
They're sensitive up in the dark.
And murder.
Throw them a spell.
Oh my God.
It would be awesome if they redid the Disneyland one too, which we talked about in the Crying on Main Street, the first part. It would be cool if they actually like really, if they're gonna redo it, like really went for it. Mm-hmm. And like completely like updated it, added new effects, stuck with the original story and the original intention. But like, like make the queen, like even that transition scene even more smooth. And if they can come up with something cooler, but maybe have the figures actually move. Maybe Snow White can actually move.
Yeah. If they did it like not so much like the Beauty and the Beast ride in Tokyo, but like an in-between.
Yeah, that one, one day I want to talk about the Beauty and the Beast ride because parts of it are so good and parts of it are just empty. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of that's because of the trackless ride system and how they designed the ride.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of shocking for Tokyo that like, oh, this part is so good. And then it's not immersive enough for me in some parts.
Compared to other Japan rides, it's got a lot of lackluster spots. And which is like, when me and my husband watched it for the first time, he was more shocked than I. I was like crying. I was like, and he was like, no, dude, like, look at all that. It's like dark here. Like, there's no, like, you know, and there were other ride-throughs that we were able to watch that show that there are things in between that, like, other ride-throughs missed. So, like, there's parts that we're just not seeing. And I have a feeling when you're there in person, it's different.
Yeah,
because a lot
more impressive.
Yeah, because like I feel like Runaway, is less exciting through video.
Yeah,
and I feel like in person when you're like in that world with the illusion, it's totally better.
Different.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, and I haven't been on that yet. I haven't been on Rise of the Resistance yet.
I know.
And I've been to the parks during the point when those two were open. I just couldn't go, and you know, it just I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I like Rise of the Resistance, but when someone was telling me, like, all the issues they had with it, I was like, you're not wrong. You're 100% right. And now I see all these things.
Yeah.
They should do the trackless ride system, Rise of the Resistance Snow White Edition.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And they can just reuse the Kylo Ren animatronic as the prince. Or I mean, the huntsman.
He is my prince.
Or both.
Yeah. He is a prince and a huntsman, and that's why I love him.
The prince of your heart.
Yes. The dark emo prince of my heart.
Just turning around with his little cummerbund on.
Oh my goodness.
So, any final thoughts about Snow White and her adventures, both scary and not?
I want it to stay. I want it to be. I'm upset that the Magic Kingdom has lost it, and I really desperately want it to remain the way it is, at least in Tokyo. Tokyo is turning more and more into a museum because it's. I think they're not changing Splash, and Country Bear Jamboree is probably on the chopping block, and Country Bear Jamboree is an integral part of the Tokyo experience. Like, those bears run it there. They have a whole land dedicated to them. They have Snow White. They have the pre-2007 Haunted Mansion. They have a lot of things that are gone in the Disney parks in the U.S. And I desperately kind of want things to stay the same, even though I know they won't. But it's such an integral part of Disney history. Snow White it needs to stay.
It's definitely not going anywhere in Disneyland, and I don't think it's going anywhere in Paris or Tokyo, but I think Disneyland, that one, it's going to be tricky because it's any opening day ride at this point, I don't know if they can get rid of it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And I don't think there's enough room to do much.
Yeah. No.
No.
Like, what could you put there?
I mean, they could put another really tiny Book Report ride, I guess.
Yeah.
But they don't like to build those anymore, so I don't know why they would even bother. They could put a store, I guess.
Yeah.
Another store. I mean, it would behoove them to make the ride more of a people eater just to, like, get more people to ride it. Because it's generally a walk-on, so.
It would be nice if they switched to the 6-car boats. What do you call it? Bed minor cars.
Bed car.
And if they could maybe do like an Omni Mover type thing, just because, yeah, the loading, anything in Fantasyland, the loading is very slow.
It is slow, but also like that ride's just usually a walk on because nobody goes on it. So if they can, I imagine that's part of the conceit behind adding stuff to it is just to get more people to ride it. And that is their most cost-effective option.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Disneyland, you literally can add one tiny thing and it will, like, you know, Haunted Mansion, they add the Hatbox Ghost. All of a sudden now for years after the lines, back to 2 hours again.
Yeah.
Anytime they add even a little thing. Peter Pan, oh, we added cool projection mapping.
Yep.
I mean, that always had long lines, but like lines at the door.
Yeah.
We love a small update in California.
And I wish they would happen more in Disney World. I feel like I just need to record myself for 3 hours yelling about Disney World.
I'm sure you have, like, collectively.
Yeah. Seriously, because like
there's... Someone edit that together.
Someone's gonna do a fan edit of me just complaining about Disney World. I would love that, honestly. But Disney World needs the Disneyland charm back so badly. So, and maybe that's just me robbed of the charm because I've been to Disneyland and I've been to Tokyo, where Tokyo is clearly the better Walt Disney World, or Magic Kingdom rather, sorry. And, like, I've been disenchanted. Who knows? It's just, there's a lot of what makes Disney Disney is gone. And what makes Disney Disney is embedded in Snow White.
To me, like, Disney World should be the nicest park. It should be the pearl in the, or the diamond in the crown. It's the, like, they have a whole city. They have, like, a chunk of Florida, which, no, you know, Tokyo, tight space. California, tight space. Paris, not as tight space, but still. And then, you know, you have Florida where literally infinite space.
Yeah.
And yet they're just like, nope, leave it forever. Or tear it down.
They should just, like, especially with COVID, I know money is tight, but, like, they could have, you know, fixed the tears in the stretching room. They could have put in new guns and astro blasters, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Touched up the paint on Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Removed, like, the cracks in the ground.
Oh, my God. When I saw the tears in the stretching room wallpaper, that's when I was, like, the last straw. I was like, you MFers. I cannot. I just can't deal with how much they don't give a crap about it.
It's just depressing that... It's so grand and huge and, like, spectacular in some ways. But when you get to the details, it's just not there. But Disneyland, they got the details, but it's tiny.
Yeah. But, like, they still have Snow White. They still have, like, everything that makes it Disney special. Like, Toad is still there. Toad's not going anywhere. So, we're fortunate in that, where Disneyland still has that. And there's parts of the world where people... may not be able to get to see it, but, you know, Disneyland still has it. It's just disappointing as, like, a Disney fan. You know, obviously we all are like, why? Hands up in the air. Why?
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi?
Well, on that note, can you let everyone know where they can find you on social media and your podcast?
So for part one of this, if you haven't listened to it yet, you have done this incorrectly. It is on wherever you get podcasts, Crying on Main Street. And we have obviously lots of other episodes on there, a lot with great guests, trying to do some spooky episodes in October. You can find us on social media at Crying on Main Street, on Twitter and Instagram. We also have a Facebook group called Crying on Main Street, The Mouseketeers, as in crying. We have our website where Megan does the show notes, and we have a small shop on there. Everything's on sale. It's weepyhollow.com. I think that's everything, huh?
And if you look up 1313 Harbor, the podcast on iTunes, under the recommended podcast, crying will come up. So it's as simple as that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Don't forget to give a rate, review, and subscribe to both of our podcasts. Yeah.
Yes, please. A special thanks to our Patreons, Aaron, Ashley, Danny, Eric, Jennifer, Lauren, Mandy, Sean, Tiffany, Tori, Valerie, Wynette, and Jenny. Please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com. You can email questions and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening, and to all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome.